My name is Brian Kinsey, and I'm the pastor of First Pentecostal Church in Pensacola. I'm delighted that you're listening to this message, and I hope it blesses your life. If you'd like to submit a prayer request, or if you're interested in a personal Bible study, you can call us at 850-477-1100, or send us an email at firstpent@firstpent.org. We hope you enjoy this message.
And he wanted me to present to you for us to work on. That is the word expectation and restoration. Expectation in that it changes what we're expecting when we come to church. What are you looking for? And the reason we do that is because you're going to find exactly what you're looking for. If you're looking for something wrong, you're going to find it. If you're looking for Jesus, you're going to find him. You're going to find what you're looking for. And we need a restoration. And so I preached about it. I've hungered for it. And then yesterday I worked on the messages for this morning and tonight. Get them just right. You know, it's just like God to mess everything up, isn't it? I was going to send it to The View, but I felt a check in my spirit, so the Lord had to wake me up to give me the message for today. And he added another word to those other two words. And I want you to hear this word, because he had to wake me up several times, and then finally I realized it was the Lord, and I said, okay, God, speak. Thy servant has already prepared his message. No, I said, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And the word was impartation. He said, I want to impart a new and fresh anointing to all of my people. He said, I want to impart that. He said, that's my desire. That's what I want you to expect me to do. He said, but I can't. He said, I can't do it. Because they have wounds they won't let me heal. It's not that I won't heal them. It's they won't let me. Because it has changed and twisted their perspective. And they don't want anybody touching that. Not even me. Said, but if my people, and this is the word, will get a pure spirit, a pure mind, and a pure heart, I will impart to them the newness of a fresh anointing. He said, I'm not going to justify anybody's poison. He said, I will not justify it. There will be no way I will. I will withhold my blessing because I won't do it. But if my people are hungry enough to pursue me, not their ideas, not their viewpoint, but me, I will impart to them the newness of a fresh anointing. And not only will you be healed, you'll be empowered to do things you've always wanted to do but felt like you couldn't. He told it to me this strong. He said, I don't care if it's a 90-year-old person, if they will purify their spirit, I will give them a new and a fresh anointing. He said, if they're 9 years old, I will give them a new and a fresh anointing and empower them to do my will. Whosoever will. So he just spoke the name Joshua to me, and there's two Joshuas in the Bible. If you don't count the fact that Jesus is the English version of that name. And if you don't count that, in the Old Testament, there's two Joshuas. A book's named after one of them. I figured you already knew that. I told you to turn to Joshua 3 and 1. That's in the Bible, by the way. He brought the people over Jordan into a promise. And then in Zechariah, there's another Joshua who had to restore worship back to Israel because their nation had been decimated by the Babylonian armies and their religion had been decimated and their temple destroyed. And now that it was rebuilt or going to be rebuilt under Zechariah's leadership and Zerubbabel's leadership, then they needed a high priest to restore worship. And Joshua was not qualified to be a high priest. There was too many things about him that disqualified him from it. And God had to qualify him and change his garments and shut the mouth of the accuser who was standing to resist him and oppose him and accuse him of not being qualified. And God knew he wasn't qualified, so it was a true statement. But God qualified him for his anointing. And I believe that God wants to do that for us here today. Joshua rose early in the morning and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priest and the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place. He said, the place my people are, I can't impart. But they got to leave that place and go after it. And there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. I believe God wants to do miracles in our midst. And I feel that miracle working power here. And I want God to impart it to us. And Brother Sloan, I'm so hungry for it, I can just taste it right now. I can taste what God wants to give right now in the Holy Ghost. I'm so hungry for that impartation. And so I ask that you would put your Bibles down and all of that. I ask that you would connect with somebody next to you and that you would believe God with me and them together, that there's going to be miracles in our midst, that there's going to be an impartation of anointing in this place, that we receive that impartation. God, I know you want to restore worship and give us power to possess the promise, but you need to purify our spirit. And I desire, Lord, that you would do that. And I know that a part of that is lifting our expectations to see the promise of God, to see what is available, to see what you're wanting to do, and to allow you to do it, to pursue it, so that we can receive it and become what you have desired for us to be. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want to say it again, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. I think that what I've come to say this morning hinges on this particular truth. It's God's desire, and he wants to impart a Joshua anointing to you today. I mean, that right there is just huge in my estimation. That God would even consider imparting anything to us, being that we are flawed human beings, and some of us even at best are dysfunctional even with the Holy Ghost. And yet still, he desires to impart to us a Joshua anointing. But we've got to remove from our place. We've got to remove. That word remove actually means in the Hebrew to change the condition of your mind or your spirit. Change your mindset. Your thinking has to change in order for God to move you from one place to another. Because where you're at won't work. Because where you're at's not the promised land. Where you're at might be a good transitional point. It might have been the right place up to this time, but it's not going to work going forward. Why? Because we haven't passed this way before. We're dealing with a culture today, church, that we have absolutely no way to deal with if we don't have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Listen, if you can't see this, then there's nothing I can do to help you. But our world is messed up. Our world is so confused right now. Education is confused. Government is confused. But praise the Lord, there's still clarity in the kingdom of God of knowing the way we're supposed to go. But everybody here's got to lift their expectations, and you got to realize that God will not allow us to remain complacent any longer. Somebody's got to hunger for this and go after it. Somebody's got to pursue it. Somebody's got to say, I'm going to get this if I got to stay all night to get it. Whatever I've got to do, whatever I've got to change, I need this anointing, because the anointing breaks the yoke. The devil cannot mess with the anointing. What do you think the word Christ means? It means in the Greek, anointing. That's what it is, the anointed one. That's exactly what it means, Christ. When you get Jesus Christ working in your life, you can't help but be anointed. The Lord spoke it to my spirit here today. He said, if my people will quit pursuing my blessing and quit pursuing miracles and start pursuing me, they will get the blessing, they will get the miracle, and they'll get everything else I've got to offer. Quit waiting on your miracle and say, if I can find Jesus in this house, where's Jesus in this place? If I can find the hem of his garment so I can press my way through the crowd. And so there's got to be this impartation of anointing. And Joshua was anointed by Moses by the laying on of hands, not by the pouring of the oil. Unless we don't have any historical account in the scripture where anointing oil was placed on Joshua, but hands were laid upon him so that he could transfer and charge him to cause the people to inherit the promise. He charged him. He sent him with a command. He encouraged him. He strengthened him. And he caused him to allow the people to inherit the promise. And that's exactly what we've got to do now. In other words, somebody's got to start speaking a word of encouragement and strengthening and say, God's going to do it. In spite of everything, God's going to do it. God's going to do it in me because I'm pursuing it. And I just want to make my public declaration, and I want to make my position very clear. I am not satisfied with just having church and business as usual. I desire, I hunger for a real, true anointing from the Holy Ghost. That when we say in the name of Jesus, we're not talking about any kind of Jesus other than what's written in the Bible. We're talking about the same Jesus that left this world is the same Jesus that's coming back. The cloud he left with is the cloud he's coming back on. And I'm just asking you, does anybody want to go after it? We got to stir up the gift of God which is in us by the placing of my hands upon you, Timothy. Stir that gift up in your heart because that's when the anointing begins to stir. You say, well, I have the Holy Ghost, but is there a stirring in your spirit? You may have the Holy Ghost, but if it's dormant and it's not active and you're not stirring it, then there's no anointing. There is no empowerment to do what God wants you to do. Well, Joshua did several things that I want you to do. First of all, he fought the Amalekites in the valley. I want to know, is anybody capable of fighting when you're in the valley? Now, everybody can fight when you're on the mountaintop, but can you walk in here when you need encouragement, when your bottom lip is on the floor and you don't know which way? Can you pick up arms against the enemy and say, devil, you're not going to take my joy. You're not going to take my religion. You're not going to take my Holy Ghost. But we got opposition and we got people that this and that. They may be all of this and that. They're angry and they're wounded and they're whatever. But it does not matter to me, because the enemy is greater than even that. And we need to fight him in this house. So I'm going to fight him with the only weapons I've got, which is prayer and worship and praise and glory. I'm going to fight him. I'm going to fight him on this platform. I'm going to fight him in the balcony. I will fight the enemy anywhere he tries to present himself. Why? Because I believe the victory is assured. I'm not going to let you go down without a fight. And if I could get you to join me, if I could get you to say, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to come against the forces of darkness. I will not allow discouragement to take me. I will not allow depression to take me. I will not allow despair to take me. I will not allow it. I will fight it. I will fight it in the name of Jesus. I fight these panic attacks in Jesus' name. I come against your depression and your anxiety in Jesus' name. I'm tired of people being upset over everything they see and can't worship God for 6 months. Come on up in here and fight. Fight with me in the valley. Fight when you're down. Fight when you can't feel anything. Fight. Somebody needs to come up against the enemy and say, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to see revival or I'm going to die. I'll either have children or I die. I'm going to do it because I want an impartation. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let me challenge you a little bit. That fighting in the valley is real cool stuff, isn't it? I mean, it always gets people worshiping. That's why I do it first. I do the easy stuff first. Now let's go to the next one, because God told Moses, said, I want you to rehearse this in Joshua's ears. Now, rehearsal is not easy. Training is not easy. Preparation's not easy. In other words, oh, hallelujah. Say on, okay? In other words, Joshua had to get used to hearing the same thing over again. He said, I cannot impart my anointing to foolish, immature people who have to hear something new every time they come to church. Well, I've never heard that before. Well, big deal. You better make sure it's right. Because if I ain't never heard it before, I want to go back to the book and make sure I'm on point. Woo! Hallelujah. All I ought to be able to do is stand up here and say, Jesus is alive, and everybody in the house come alive. I ought to be able to quote Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I know it's a rehearsal. You know what you do in rehearsal? You know what you do when you practice? You keep doing it wrong till you get it right. You do it when you don't feel like it. You do it when you don't do it good. You do it when you don't do it right. When you feel up, you do it. When you feel down, you do it. And then if you keep on practicing, and I know it's hard, but if you keep on practicing, it gets easier. Go ahead and practice just smiling one time in church. Go ahead and practice in spite of your wounds and worshiping God instead of whining about your problems. And just one time. Clap your hands even if you don't feel it. Worship even if nothing's happening. Praise Him. Fight. You don't know what I've been through. I don't have a clue what you've been through. But I'm going to tell you what. You don't know what I've been through either. But I don't look like what I've been through. And I don't smell like what I've been through. Because I've come through the fire. And the fire couldn't burn me. And I come through the flood. And the flood couldn't drown me. And I just want to know, does anybody have some fight left in them? I say, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep preaching truth. I'm going to keep preaching one God, Jesus' name, Holy Ghost and fire. And I'm never going to stop. I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach it on the rooftop. I'll preach it anywhere. Rehearse. You got to do it when you don't do it right. You got to do it when you don't do it good. But here's what happens in rehearsal. Here's where people get messed up. And this is the way coaching works. If you can't be corrected, you'll never do it right. Here's why God can't impart that newness of anointing on us, is because nobody wants to be corrected anymore. They want to be justified where they're at. I want somebody to tell me I've got a good swing, even though I ricocheted off somebody's head on the right side of the fairway. Still tell me it looked good, even though it was wrong. No, this is what you did wrong. Now you got to go back and get it right. Whoa. I figured y'all would quit shouting. Your poison spirit is not going to receive a fresh anointing of nothing. God will not give it to you. You got to cleanse yourself of that spirit, and you need to repent of it right now. And if you will, God will, He said, He told me, I will impart to them a fresh anointing. Whoa, Saramahaha. I'm telling you, anybody could stand up right now that needs healing, and God would heal you instantly right now in this place. If you would just stand up and lift your hands, God would heal you instantly. What are you hungry for? And what will you pursue? See, they had to put a distance between the ark and the people. They had to put 2,000 cubits distance. Now, the reason they did that is because, first of all, he told him, he said, you've never passed this way before, and I want you to know where to go. He told you exactly why he did it. He wrote it right out, and I read it to you. He said, I want you to know where to go, and that's a good way. And he said, I want all of you to see it, because you hadn't been this way before. So, in order to receive this new anointing, we got to be able to receive directions. Somebody got to give us directions. And there has to be space. That means there has to be a distance so everybody has a chance to see where we're headed. And so this is what the Lord said, okay? I mean, I had a better message than this prepared. But I'd rather preach what God wants me to preach. And when I say better, I don't mean better. You can't get better than preaching what God wants you to preach. We need a renewed respect for the men of God. Wow. You see, I've got a few of you standing. But here's what happens. And we're living in a generation that's doing everything it can to destroy authority because they don't want anybody giving any direction but them. And if you think the media is in control of their message, then you don't understand how our system works. The media is not in control of their message. The people who own the media are in control of the message. They just try out the prettiest, smooth-talkingest fool to read what is written. That message is crafted by a whole nother group. You got to understand that what you're being told is a lie and you're being manipulated by the media. Now, that doesn't clear me to say anything I want to say and then you have to follow it. I've got to get back to this book and make sure I'm here. Because if I'm not here, then I don't need to be here. But if I'm here, then I've been qualified. God put the cloak on me. I've been qualified to direct this church. And if you don't accept that, then you need to let God deal with it according to his own plan. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Holy Ghost is in this place. And God's trying to direct us to the promise. And somebody better get on board. Amen. Got to get on board. Here's another thing that Joshua did that you got to do. Departed not. The Bible says that Joshua departed not out of the sanctuary and out of the tabernacle. Departed means to recede on contact. Here's what happens. This is kind of what the Lord spoke to me about it. He said, everybody wants to touch it. Everybody wants the thrill of the Holy Ghost, but they don't want the changes that come with it. They don't want to change. Don't tell me what I need to do. Because I already know, I know more than Jesus. And if you know more than Jesus, you definitely know more than me. But I refuse to depart from the place that God has placed us. I refuse. I will not depart. Because you can't just run up here and touch this. That's the reason why you got so many people coming to the altar and they'll jump up and down. Woo, Jesus. And then go right out and commit fornication the next night. Is because you can touch it and feel something and you think because you feel something, you're all right. You're not all right because you feel something here today. That's just God pulling on you. And that's a good thing. I mean, he wants to impart. But he told me, he said, I will not impart my new anointing on anybody that's got a toxic spirit. I will not do it, Brian. Man, he was as plain as day. And I said, God, my Lord, have mercy on my soul. He said, I will not give them a new anointing. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to tell them. He said, well, what do we have to do? This is what you got to do. Joshua had another spirit because he gave a good report of Canaan. So it comes and it boils down to this. When everything is going haywire, what is your report? Oh, my, 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 my. I wish somebody would just stand up and say, it hurts, but it's good. Hallelujah. The Bible says Joshua wholly followed after the Lord. I believe an apostolic impartation is about to flow. I've got a good report. Here it is, church. We are well able to take the land. We are well able to have revival. I said we're well able. We're well able. Woo! We're well able. We are going to take the land. We are going to have revival. Tell somebody, when I don't feel anything, I'm not going to change my report. When nothing's happening, I'm not going to change my report. I'm going to keep preaching and believing what the Bible says regardless. Woo, hallelujah. So I'm going to speak it. You can get the Holy Ghost today. You can be healed now. You can be delivered today. You can be saved right now. But you got to pursue this. And if you'll pursue it, go after it. Hunger after it. I refuse to just touch the glory. I want to dwell in the glory. Now, Matthew, come up here. You're Joshua. You're messed up. I can't believe you wore that coat. And God brings you all up in the deal. And he brings you up all up in the glory. Okay, Darren, come on up here. Or down here. You're already up there. You're the devil. And you're accusing him. And saying, I can't believe he wore that coat. Yeah, that's a dirty coat. That's a messed up coat. I can't believe. He's going to lead. He can't lead worship. He can't even worship himself. Look at that. But you see what the devil did not understand. And what he did not know. My. I feel it right now. When he brought him to God. He brought him to the one who had the power to qualify him for worship. The devil is not in charge of who's allowed to be saved. Now take your coat off. Now I'm going to put a real coat on you. Woo! Hallelujah. My, now you can worship God. Now you can bless the Lord. Because you've got a cloak of righteousness. You got a cloak of a holiness. You got a cloak of the blood bought. I wish somebody say, I'm going for it. I'm going after it. I'm going to get it. I got to have this new anointing because we can't make it. The Lord showed it to me as plain as day. You can't make it without it. We will not survive the onslaught of this culture if we do not get this anointing. But God promised me that if we will pursue it, he'll give it to us. That's not the question. That's not the question. It's not whether God wants to, whether he will. That's all settled. It's settled. He will, he wants to. Can we purify to receive it? Said, because I will not justify anybody's viewpoint but my own. Said, I will honor my word and my word alone. That's it. It's the only thing I'm going to honor is that book right there. I said, okay, God, it's your people. I speak your word, the word of God, and you got to go after it. Now, will you pursue it? It's just that simple. Do you want it? Do you desire it? Now, what we're going to do, if you want this, if you need a miracle today, here's what I want. If you need a miracle today, I want you to come up right now to the front, and you need a miracle. If you need a miracle, you need a miracle. I don't care what the miracle is. You know what it is. And I want you to come up here because you need a miracle. Whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whether it's relational, whether it's emotional, regardless of what your miracle is, you come up here because God wants to give you a miracle. You need a miracle right now. You need to feel something in the Holy Ghost. We need a miracle. We need a miracle. We need expectation and restoration, but we need impartation. We need the impartation of righteousness. We need the impartation of holiness. We need the impartation of desire and passion to pursue what God has promised. And it can only come when there's a distance, when there is a respect and honor that is given. Direct me, Lord. I hunger for this miracle. And that miracle may be something that has to happen on the inside of you that only you know. And understand what's got to happen. Spiritual impartation. That's the word that God gave me. Impartation. I want to impart the newness of a fresh anointing. But He will not do it till we purify our spirit. That means me. That means you. That means all of us. Everybody here's got to purify their spirit. God's got to scrub it clean. Where there's nothing in your life but a desire to honor His name and obey His word. That's it. Nothing else. Honor His name and obey His word. Scrub it. Purify it. Because then, and only then, will we be able to experience it. And I know that God wants you to do this. You need a miracle. You need a miracle. And God's going to perform that miracle in your life right now. And He's going to bless you. And He's going to heal you. And He's going to deliver you. And He's going to minister His grace to you. So I want you to connect right now in the Holy Ghost. I feel it. Powerful right now in the Holy Ghost. God's going to bless you. Oh, Brother Geck, I believe God's got a miracle for you right now in the Holy Ghost. I feel it in your life. I feel miracles happening right now. Choir, this is what I want you to do, choir. I want you to go down. You can stay and play, just those two. I want y'all to all go down. I want you to get among the people, and I want you to just go laying hands on somebody and praying for them and just believe in God. And I want you to pray together, intercessors. I want you to be released in this house. I want the Spirit of the Lord to... Oh, yes. I want you to pray like you mean it. I want you to pray like you're going after it. I want you to pray, remove from that place. I will not stay in this poisonous position any longer. I will not stay in the place of an unhealed wound any longer when God has tried over and over again to heal you and you have refused. He's not saying you're not wounded. He's just saying you won't let him heal it. It's not wrong to be wounded. It's wrong to not let him heal it. Let him heal it. He will heal. He wounds and he heals. That's the cycle. That's the progression. I can't improve on the word. I can't change it and I can't improve on it. I just can preach it. Oh, Shandaba, Kodraba. But I promise you, God will do it according to his word. God's going to do the miracle. God's going to do the miracle. Yes, in the name of Jesus. God's going to do the miracle right now in the Holy Ghost. By the word of God, by the authority of the name of Jesus, God's going to do the miracle. He's going to heal you. He's going to heal you of your physical ailment. He's going to heal you of your heart condition right now. He's going to heal you of the pain in your joints right now. He's going to heal you if you'll let him. God will heal your wounds if you let him. He promised me he would do it. And he said, if they let me heal their wounds, I will bless them with a newness of anointing. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead. Believe God for it. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Andamaya Kodamaya Ria. How many of you will just go ahead and declare it today? Your heart's been filled with despair, discouragement, dismay, or depression, or however you want to describe that. I want you to lift your hand right now if you've been plagued with that and it's been eating at your spirit and your mind. Go ahead. I want to see you. I don't want you to put your hand down. Don't put it up and then put it down. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Right now, I command that spirit to leave your mind and heart. You are delivered. You are free. You are free from that spirit. God is going to give you the freshness of a new anointing in your life, because you're going to go through the purifying process. You're going to let God purify you. Now. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Now I want you to get with these people right now that have lifted their hands. You look around you. Go to them right now. Get with them. And we're going to pray. Then I'm going to let you go. The Holy Ghost is in this place. We're going to come back tonight. You don't want to miss tonight. And what the Lord has spoken to my spirit. You want to be here and receive what the Lord has for you tonight. So I want you to turn to somebody that had their hand lifted. Despair, dismay, discouragement, depression. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing upon you right now. I release it. I release you to newness. I release you to freshness. I release you to anointing. I release you right now. I loose you from that spirit. Now receive your new anointing today in this house. Receive that new anointing. Everybody that can, unless you're in intercession, just look up here at me before you leave. Just one more time. We're about to approach 2020. The number 20, the word or the letter that signifies 20 in the Hebrew alphabet is kaf, which means the open hand, either to turn it down to cover or to open it and release it. And it's the number of expectation in the scripture. And Jacob waited 20 years expecting, and expectantly he waited. So I want you, God's got his hand on you to cover you. You're covered, Mark. You're covered. All right? You can't qualify yourself, but he can through the blood. But I want you to lift both your hands just however is comfortable for you. And I want you to open them just like that and say, I receive this new anointing, Lord. I receive it right now. Don't try to purify yourself. You can't. Just be willing to let God do it for you. Purify you. Ha! Purify yourself right now. Purify yourself. I'm here, Lord. I receive a fresh and new anointing. It's yours in Jesus' name. The Lord has spoken it. He will do it as he has spoken it according to his word. The Joshua anointing is in the house. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. Please reach out to us if you have any questions. We can be found at firstpent.org. That's firstpent.org. If you're ever in Pensacola, Florida, we hope you visit us. Be blessed in Jesus' name.